There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Lorene.
Aloha, darling. It's 79 and mostly cloudy.
Oh. That's 2 days in a row. Does it stay kind of cloudy in the morning? You said no, but it feels like it has been a little bit.
Yeah, we've had a couple, but it's very humid for the Big Island. So, you know, Casey and I are, we avoid the sun like crazy. We're in the shade. We're under umbrellas, hats, 50 degrees or 50 SPF. We don't care if it's cloudy.
We don't care at all. Okay, so we have a really fun show. We've got the sisters who have a new HGTV show coming on in just a couple minutes. And then Fancy Ray is going to be joining us. And then we've got a lot of other stuff happening today. But Lori, what is this small world, it's a small world after all story you have for us?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so after the show, you know, Casey comes and picks me up and we go to the beach, and I really should have him do a video of Lady Exercise humping like a goat with a chair and a bag and, you know, really kind of a walk to get to our beach.
Oh, so, is it? Okay.
Oh, a little bit.
I didn't know where you were going with humping like a goat.
Oh, yeah. Humping crap on my back,
okay.
A lawn chair.
Yeah, threw us off a little bit. Okay.
It's quite a snack exercise, okay. Let me just say. But anyway, so I'm all settled in and reading my book, and all of a sudden I see this guy come running up like slow motion Baywatch. And I don't know, there's something very adorable about a guy with his hair going every which way because he's just been body surfing or boogie boarding. You know, it's just all messed up. It's ocean hair.
And
okay. I get quite a kick out of it. Thank you. And he's running and he's waving at us. And I just think it's another friend that Casey has made at the beach.
Sure.
He's a regular, like all the other regulars. Sure. So, and he's like, You guys, it's me. It's Josh from 2 years ago.
Oh, stop.
And it's Josh and Amanda who work for Nike.
Oh, and I remember when you met them, Lori.
Yes, and she gave me one
of our good books.
Something in the Water, yes. By Catherine Stedman.
Yes, I remember this.
We've had Catherine on for The Disappearing Act, The Family Game. She was a minor actress on Downton Abbey, but there's Something in the Water. She goes, oh, I just finished this book. You got to have it. And I made them switch seats with us because they had like a 6-month-old and that they need 100% shade.
Yes.
And okay. Casey and I, you know, got our lawn chairs at 6:30 a.m. to get the shady spot. So we switch places with them, and every morning I just save them spots for the baby. And he runs up and he goes, my wife and I are here, and we have another baby, and we looked for you last year.
That's so cool.
So they're here for a week. They redeem their Marriott points, and they've got two little ones, and it's just such an easy hotel, like, to go to if you have kids, because there's a adult pool, there's a family pool, there's this huge beach, lots of shade, lots
of
umbrellas.
What's the name of the resort again,
Lori? The West End Hapuna.
Okay.
And it's on Hapuna Beach. And I found out why Hapuna Beach hasn't made the best beach list.
Okay, why?
They had a water main break. And the beautiful facilities, showers, men's and women, beautiful restrooms, all closed for almost 2 years and nothing but porta potties.
There you go.
Ruh-roh.
That's a reason. There you go.
There you go. So anyway, he said, we were talking and Amanda was in the room with a 2-year-old and a 6-month-old. And I said, "Oh, I've got a book for her." And I said, "What are you guys thinking? What's the word at headquarters about Nike or the Air movie?" And he said, "Phil Knight, you know, had to give the okay, but he just said people are so excited to see this movie." And he goes, "And I'm personally excited about the 80s soundtrack that's probably going to be in it."
Oh, fun. Okay, that's good that the Nike headquarters is excited. Everyone's excited. Air.
Yeah, he said they have nothing to do with the movie, just that Phil Knight, you know, gave his blessing.
Right.
And they're not producing it or anything, but people are kind of excited. And I don't know if Nike hasn't sold as much in the last few years because of the Yeezy Adidas. I'm not up on my sneaker game.
That's okay. You can ask him those questions because that would be interesting, Lori, and come back with a report, please.
Okay, there you go.
Come back with a report. All right. So we're going to just break a little early, Laura, because we have our HGTV new TV stars that are Minnesota folk. Their show's launching next week. Lindsay and Kirsten are going to be with us. This is My Talk 107.1. Remember, we are in the middle of Pick Your Prize. And if you haven't downloaded our app and registered for the Pick Your Prize, your chance to win up to a $10,000 prize. Get the information on our website, but you do have to register on the app. And we're going to announce today's winner of $100 that will be entered into the big prize at 5 o'clock. We'll be right back. It's Lori and Julia.
Hey, everyone. Lori and Julia here for Hammernick's Interior Solutions. And I'm reading this book about this woman who owns a dog place. And they have an actual room where some dogs just like to lay on the floor or on their dog beds and watch TV. And I'm thinking, if you have a pet and you want to replace carpeting, but you're like, I don't know if it's just going to get wrecked, you can get the Carestan's Pet Strand Carpeting at Hammernick's. And the way it's treated, you do not have to worry about, you know, animal accidents on this amazing carpet. If you have kids, you can get the Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet. Even the lightest of carpets, it's almost like the stain just sits on top of it. So easy to clean. And of course, Hammernick's, they are a full service flooring company. They have the best and most inventory in stock. Mention Lori and Julia, you get the 12% off the already low price.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us. Lori, the girls from the women from the new HGTV show Renovation 911 have already waved to you and saw you. So that's Lori of Hawaii. Okay. So we could be more excited here today. And it was took a little bit of arranging. We have Kristen with us. Kristen's last name is Meehan and her sister Lindsay.
You Salding.
But I'm not insulting you. And you guys are local Minnesota women, Minneapolis, St. Paul gals. And you are launching your brand new show, Renovation 911, this next Tuesday on HGTV. So congratulations to both of you.
Thank you. It's crazy.
You've got to be so excited. And here's the deal. So you guys ended up, how did you two end up in construction? Because start with giving people the setup of what are you doing? What is the show about?
The renovation show is about our business. Mm-hmm. And we have a little spin on construction. We are in the restoration business.
Okay.
So we respond to emergencies ranging from fire damage, water damage, storm damage. And the show follows us to these emergencies. And we really take our clients from really heartache and heartbreak all the way through that emotional journey of acceptance to the beautiful reveal at the end.
I love it. You know, it's uncommon. It's not uncommon because we do see other women who are in renovation and construction on mm-hmm. HGTV a lot. But how did you guys get into it?
We got into the business because our dad has been in the business our whole lives. So it's basically in our DNA. Mm-hmm. We had no choice but to go to job sites our entire life. We heard our dad's beeper going off in our sleep. Beep, 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 beep. Time to go to the water loss, girls. We're like, okay. So, yeah, we've been doing it our whole lives. It's kind of crazy. Just how much we love it, even though we've been part of it. So, it's exciting.
That's so much fun. So, you guys, I know that you were in the corporate world.
Yes.
And then, Lindsay, and then you left to go do this venture with your sister, right? And join mm-hmm. the family business.
Totally.
I love that. Okay, so how do you guys go from being in the business to getting an HGTV show?
Well, great question. My best friend from high school actually lived in L.A., and she was on an HGTV show out there. So she met a producer, and she's like, you have to meet my best friend and her sister. They do, you know, construction in Minneapolis. They're hilarious. And they have great Minnesota accents, like you can hear right now.
Yes, yes. We know. I always hear that, too. Lori and I do.
Can't help it. And so she just kept pressing this producer. This producer finally said, just have them take some videos on their cell phones.
Okay.
So friends, family, I'm sure, you know, lots of people didn't want to, absolutely did. We kept sending them in, and one thing led to another, and here we are with a 8-show HGTV season premiere. It's kind of crazy.
So it's going to be next Tuesday night, and yes. It's on 8 o'clock Central, and it's called Renovation 911. How is it like, okay, so now you have a show, and you're doing your job that you always do, but now you've got this TV component with it. How did that change your day-to-day flow? I mean, because you have to go to work now camera ready. Versus, which we know for TV, it's a lot of makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Versus just being how you would normally probably show up.
Yeah, there's really two sides to that for me. So I'm the business person, okay. Lindsay, and I want to make sure that the business and our team and our clients like are not even feeling that the show is happening. Mm-hmm. So that was like my number one priority, is making sure that the business felt really good, the team felt good, and our clients, it was seamless.
Okay.
And then the second piece to that was, Kirsten and I not only had to do our day jobs, but we also had to film.
Oh, right.
So, like, it's like, you know, doing 1.5 jobs. And film days are not short. They're like 12-hour days, mm-hmm. Which is fine. But I didn't really realize the amount of time it takes to make one 43-minute episode.
You know what is so funny? Lori and I decided not to be film stars because of this very thing. When we went to Sex in the City for them to film our product years and years ago, and we had to wait around so much for lighting and wait so much. And we weren't even on it. We just watched. We're like, oh no, this, we would be so bored. But it is, I mean, how do you handle that?
It's
because your sister just pointed it to you, and she's like, she knows what that's like.
I bring a little bit of comic relief to the day.
Absolutely.
So it makes it maybe a little bit easier to get through the mundane. Uh-huh. You know, they have us do some scenes 2, 3, 4, sometimes 5 times. Uh-huh. So it's just like, we're going to say that same thing again, mm-hmm. just over the shoulder. Okay. Yeah.
It's your first season, so you've got to have been so excited. I mean, not many people get this opportunity, so that's got to just be pinch me moments too.
Absolutely. I mean, Kirsten and I look at each other and are like, I can't believe this is real. Mm-hmm. And going through it, we couldn't have done it without each other. I needed her. She needed me. We each have very different strengths.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, she'd lift me up with her humor. I'd bring her back when it was like, we can do this. We got this. Mm-hmm. So it was a really good way of getting through, you know, a challenging, you know, time consuming piece. But I had her with me.
Because you guys have kids, too. So there's kids that play and other things that play into all this.
Activities.
Mm-hmm. So is one of the, now you're, you know, TV stars, Renovation 911. What can the audience, I mean, I know that you're doing, a coworker of ours' house is going to be one of the homes that you've renovated. And I know that, you know, her husband might be your partner. we could say that. But so what is, as a viewer, what's going to be different? What should I get excited about?
We show compassion, empathy, our special expertise of restoration, and humor to really help our clients get past all the distress and ultimately create transformed dream homes that they never thought possible they could have.
Isn't that fabulous?
And I also want to add, there are two disasters.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
On each show. So you see one bigger this. Job. I know. It's
flood in my basement. I bet that's popular
exactly.
this year.
Exactly. So you really see, you know, this big job,
so
this whole house.
Fast.
And then in the middle, before you see that big reveal, you have another little job that you get to see. So there's a lot of takeaways from each episode.
And I like that because sometimes they make you wait too long and it gets monotonous and boring. Like, I don't care how many times we've taken out that wall.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Or what color we're going to go with.
Right.
And that's like the beauty. And, you know, the differentiator with us is obviously restoration. HGTV has never done the restoration side on a show. And then the second piece is you get two reveals. You get two emergencies. I mean, you get... It's
fast-paced. Is it a half an hour like all shows, or it's an hour?
It's an hour.
Oh, you guys. Wow.
Yes.
That's really cool, because they never give anybody an hour unless it's a special. I'm a HGTV girl. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And so many things are happening. Do you guys feel like, as a result of this experience that you've had, you know, are you nervous about it? Are you so excited for people to see your work? What are your expectations?
You know, we are really excited for people to see this work. It is really, really cool. Actually, we do such an interesting day-to-day job that we take for granted. So to have it documented and done so well, like, the editors take hours and hours of filming and they put it down to these really awesome 43 minutes. So it's pretty special for us.
So when you are, okay, so here we go. I'm so excited, first of all, to watch this. And this is, you're just so excited. I love,
we are
Lori,
so excited.
If you could see Lindsay and Kirsten, they're sisters. It just, you know, remember how excited
Julia,
we were?
We're following them on Instagram on all their official things.
Thank you.
I know what they each look like.
They're darling. They're darling. And so I'm just so excited about it. And I think that for a viewer, we need things to clip along a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It helps us because sometimes I'm just like, all right, I'm just going to tape it so I can get to the end. But I like the restoration thing because that's a little bit more what a lot of people, you know, when you talk restoration, you just mean, give me an example of that.
Yeah. So in our first episode, we follow a family that had a major fire in their garage that really went into their mudroom, their laundry room, their kitchen, their family room. And, you know, she is in ultimate distress. Completely overwhelmed, doesn't know what to do. And so you really see people go through this emotional journey and that's different.
Remodel,
you plan for it, you save for it,
you're mentally prepared for moving out of your home,
you're right.
And so that's so different. So, you know, Lindsay take the client in the beginning through the just emergency initial phone call, how we're going to get through this process, you know, and then Kirsten really takes it
from construction and design. Mm-hmm. So it's I think I get the better part of the of the deal because Lindsay's so good at, you know, taking their stress and like calming them down and making sure they know there's light at the end of the tunnel. And then I get the clients when they're just excited that they get to put this back together how they always wanted.
I love it.
So giving them over that hump to excitement and something to look forward to versus putting kind of the tragedy behind them.
I love it. Well, we're so delighted, and we've been waiting to meet you guys for quite a while around here.
Likewise.
Kristen and Lindsay, and next time you come in, Lori's going to be here. And Woo-hoo! Can you give people, how do they follow you on social media?
At Practical Home Official, at Ungerman Inc., at Kirst Meehan, and at Lindsay.uselding.
Okay, there were a lot of names there.
That's a lot.
Tune in next Tuesday night at 8 o'clock on HGTV for Renovation 911. All right, Grant, what's it looking like out there for the traffic?
Hey, everyone. Lori and Julia here for First Equity Mortgage. And when it comes to mortgages, you want somebody on your side in this town, not some 1-800 number in New Jersey that's going to give you like two solutions. Working with First Equity means many solutions based on your situation. You've got a champion on your side to help you get the very best mortgage that you qualify for, or the very best refi, or figuring out if you have an ARM that is coming up. They can figure out, okay, what are your circumstances? What might you be eligible for? It's fantastic. All of the extra work that they go to. And the real estate agents, they love working with First Equity. If they see that on the title, or that's part of on the buying side, they're like, you don't have to worry. Everything is going to go smooth at closing. Call 763-251-8000, keyword David, at my talk.
All right, thanks for hanging out. It's a busy green room here, Lori, today. We've got Fancy Ray McCloney with us in studio. And what a bunch of energy, followed by the energy of the Renovation Sisters. And you are here today. Lori's really sorry she had to be in Hawaii today. Poor thing. And Lori, you got a couple questions right off the bat for Fancy.
I do. Okay, so I finally met Fancy Ray McCloney, who I've known about, heard about, watched his talk show back in the day. Wow. I mean, just have loved you, and then I end up meeting you at the memorial for Louis Anderson, and I was it was a really wonderful service and a somber occasion, but I have to say that, like, meeting you made my day, and I'm like, you've got to come on our show. I can't believe you've never been on.
You know what, Lori? It is a pleasure and an honor to finally be here. Let me tell you something. I'm the first, the last, I'm the best and the most. I'm the heartbeat of Minneapolis and St. Paul. Ooh, and my beauty is coast to coast. Now, when I start to talk, the ears, they glow. It's my pleasure to be on My Talk 107.1, the Julia and Lori Show!
Did you see what he said, Lori?
You got top billing.
That's because I'm here. That's because I'm putting up with Marge.
Oh, and I have to say, Lori, I'm such a, it's an honor to finally be here. And of course, you guys are an institution here in the cities.
Oh, thank you.
And I have to say something I want to say about Lori, and I want all the listeners. She is a woman of her word. She was genuinely excited and enthused to meet me, and she said, "We got to have you on the show."
Came back the next day.
Here I am. And the folks out there who might not know who Fancy Ray is, and in fact, I've been on TV, radio for years here in the Twin Cities. And I'm kind of being modest about this.
Please.
I am a legend, and I'm not shy about saying I'm a legend. It's not because I'm the best looking man in comedy. No, it's not because I'm the world's greatest TV pitchman with ads that appeared on the Super Bowl. It's not because I was the first African American to run for governor in the state of Minnesota. The reason I'm a legend, this month, I celebrated my 29th birthday more years than anyone else on this planet.
I love it. Happy 29th.
Come on. Yes, ma'am.
Happy
29th. More years than anybody else on the planet.
Yes, you do. All right, Lori, what's your next question?
Well, I want to know, Fancy Ray, how did you get your nickname?
Oh, that's a really, really good question. You know, because I could have been Flamboyant Ray, Fantastic Ray, or Fertile Ray, but it came to be Fancy Ray. That's actually a name I took from that's not my birth name. And Fancy Ray, that's my legal name.
Is
I changed
really?
My name to Fancy Ray.
Oh, okay.
And if you don't think Fancy Ray is my name, I tell you what, write a check for $100 to Fancy Ray.
Okay.
And see if I don't cash it. Okay. The name came from my grandfather. He was a professional athlete back in the 30s and 40s. He played professional baseball in the Negro Leagues. Uh-huh. He was William M.L. Wade, known as Fancy Wade, because he was a dapper dresser. He had a great dignity, class, and style. He was called Fancy Wade. And when I started my journey in show business, it just seemed to fit Fancy Ray.
It's a great name.
And it went together, and that name birthed the doggone TV show, the comedy career, mm-hmm. the television pitch man, and also I'm a wedding officiant.
I saw that.
Yeah.
And a darn good one.
I'm the best ever, man. Everything. In fact, if folks out there say, I can't see his face, what does he look like? But you know my voice. See if you recognize this.
Okay.
If you have bad credit, no credit, even the bankruptcy, I could put you in a vehicle today. That's me, the world's greatest television and radio pitch man. And again, folks know me here in this market because I'm all over TV here in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Yes, you are.
But all over the country. I got ads running in Rockford, Illinois right now, Arizona, Los Angeles, everywhere. And there's nothing greater and more humbling than to be here in the local market spreading this love, this joy, this enthusiasm, which goes in through me, and also to touch your listeners here on my talk 107.1.
You're having fun. You're so handsome. You are the handsomest.
I blew myself a kiss to mirror. The mirror got pregnant.
Okay, Laura, you've got another question.
Okay. Well, I do want Fancy Ray to tell us about, if your Wikipedia page is to be believed, but in 1984, you did something at First Avenue.
Oh, you did a little research. That was actually the beginning of my showbiz career. I said with a lot of pride that they used to have a thing called lip syncing.
Yes.
And I was at First Avenue. I was the king of the lip syncs down there. And in fact, I had a thing down there. Steve McCollum, who was a manager, if you guys know Steve.
Yes.
Steve, he, just a friend of mine. He saw something in me, and I would lip sync. I would impersonate Little Richard. Surprise, surprise. And I would do my Little Richard thing. And I was a star at First Avenue. And something I could do down there, I could call Steve any day of the week and say, hey, Steve, I want to come down and do a set. And he let me jump on stage, on the main stage, and impersonate Little Richard. Now, there are two people who could do that in the Twin Cities. They could call First Avenue and get a stage on the main stage.
Prince
and Fancy Ray.
Yeah, I figured it.
And so over the years, I've had a great relationship with First Avenue. I hosted their 20th anniversary. I was scheduled to host their 50th anniversary, but it got canceled. So that's where the career started, was right there. And then later, I developed an act with Screamin' Jay Hawkins called I Put a Spell on You. So I went from First Avenue to the national TV show, Putting on the Hits, produced by Dick Clark. And then that thing, I went to the $25,000 grand final, and that there led to me getting exposure here on TV, which led to my TV show, which led to everything else that happened in my career.
You're so joyful.
Well, that's what I do. In fact, that's what I bring to the whole world. Is I bring, I would say, what is Fancy? That you there's laughter, there's love, and I make life fun. And you put it all together, I bring joy, and that vibration of joy can touch your heart wherever you are and put it on a start. Don't put your car in park, huh? I'm like Noah, jump on the ark.
No, Grant, honest to God, you can't see him. You've met Fancy Ray, though. Yeah. And Grant is just sitting over there laughing so hard. Okay, so Fancy Ray, you've got a show coming up.
Yes.
Tell everybody about that, because it's this Saturday night.
This Saturday night. You know, in fact, what happened was 3 years ago, I released my first comedy LP called Fancy Ray, the best looking man in comedy LP, on Stand Up Records with the great Dan Shesho. We got Diablo Cody?
Yes.
She did my liner notes.
Oh, I love it.
And Little Richard gave me a quote for the album. So we had this great big launch for the comedy album. And part of the launch was that the mayor of Minneapolis and the mayor of St. Paul declared March 27th. Fancy Ray Day. So March 27th, Fancy Ray Day. And so this is the third year. Every year, annually, we have a comedy show. So this Saturday, March 25th, at the Spring Street Tavern, 8 p.m., come and celebrate Fancy Ray Day, the biggest, most joyful holiday of the whole year. What makes it so joyful? It's a little bit like Thanksgiving because we're giving thanks. It's like Christmas because presents are coming upon us. And it's like the 4th of July because it's going to be a big bang, wang, dang, doodle. I'm going to get on down and shake it like a noodle.
Okay, how do people...
Wang, dang, and shake it like a noodle. I love you.
There you go. Oh, my gosh. All right. So how do people get tickets?
The tickets for the Fancy Ray Day Comedy Show, Eventbrite. Go and just Google, not go, Eventbrite, and type in Fancy Ray. Eventbrite.com, Fancy Ray Day Comedy Show. Fancy Ray Day Comedy Show. It's at the Spring Street Tavern, which is on Monroe Street in Northeast Minneapolis, right across the street from the Moose.
Yeah.
It's going to 8 p.m., and if you want to feel joy, if you want to feel love, and most of all, if you want to laugh, come on and experience Fancy Ray. We got a great line. We got KJ, the comedian. He's hosting the show. We got Chris Maddock. He is another headliner. We got another great guy, Jimmy Davis. And, of course, me, the human chocolate orchid. The best. You know that I was the celebrity grand marshal at the St. Paul St. Patty's Day Parade.
Yeah.
That's absolutely true.
I'm just going back to you're the human chocolate
the
orchid.
The human chocolate orchid.
I kind of just love that.
Uh-huh. I got a thing I can tell you about the human chocolate orchid.
I don't know.
I don't think I can do it on the air.
No, I think people should come to the show.
Yeah, you can come. And you will, if you come to the show, you will learn why I'm called the human chocolate orchid. It's a tribute to me, but also, if you know anything about their entertainment, there's a guy called Gorgeous George. Do you know Gorgeous George?
Yes.
A superstar from the 1950s. I bet Lori knows. He was the first wrestler who went mainstream, and he was known for his beautiful hair, his over-the-top personality, and his glorious, glorious clothes. He influenced James Brown, Little Richard, and Muhammad Ali, three of my idols. Gorgeous George, he was the human orchid. I'm the human chocolate orchid.
Okay, I absolutely. People, you got to get your tickets. Go to Eventbrite. It's only $20. Oh, my gosh.
No, my wife keeps telling me you can't be doing this anymore.
No, this is a fun night of fun, and we need fun right in the middle of this month. So again, this was such a treat for us, Fancy Ray.
You know,
really,
what?
You got to come back.
It's my treasure to be your pleasure. It's your right to have this delight. Not just today, but come see me Saturday night at Fancy Ray Day at the beautiful Spring Street Tavern with me, the human chocolate orchid, the best looking man in comedy. Woo, Lord have mercy. We're going to have some fun. Lori and Julia.
Thank you.
Oh, Julia and Lori.
Oh, thank you.
My Talk 107, take me to heaven. Point one, I'm having some fun.
I love it. Oh,
it's
my gosh.
It's 4 o'clock, but my day has just begun.
I love you. This was a treat for us. Thank you so much. And then, Lori, I'm going to get the story when I walk Fancy Ray out about Louis Anderson.
Yes. Louis, of course. The great, great, great Louis Anderson. So many wonderful comedians here in the city. Sky Hansen, Louis Anderson, Jeff Tribino. And I get to say I'm part of that heritage, part of that legacy. And you can come see the history of comedy here in Minneapolis with Fancy Ray, Spring Street Tavern, March 25th, this Saturday, 8 p.m. Come on in, experience.
Yeah. Grant's going to post the link to the Lori and Julia show page.
It's already there right now.
Awesome. All right, we're out of here for a quick second. Oh, my gosh. Permagran.
Yes.
Lori's got one more thing.
Oh, Lori, real quick.
Yes.
Oh, no. I just wanted to say what a treat it is. What a pleasure. We're so happy to know you, and we know how to find you now, and we have your number.
Oh, Lori and Julia, it's my pleasure again to be on your show. And you're a woman of your word. I love your integrity. And may your continued longevity continue forever. And keep doing your exercises on the beach.
No kidding, Lori. Lady exercises in play. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. It's Lori and Julia on My Talk.
Here's a snapshot.
We are in the middle of spring break season, and the MSP airport is busy, busy, busy. And, you know, follow our advice. Get to the airport early and enjoy it. But if you are leaving your vehicle at the airport, why not be smart? Pre-book your parking spot. Pick your ramp. Pick your spot. You'll get a QR code that gets you in, gets you out. You save $2 a day over the drive-up rate. And also... the QR code gets you up fast when you leave. And if you've got a lot of luggage or just a lot of schlepping to do with the kids stuff, You can park in the Quick Ride Ramp, which is the best value parking, and it has 24/7 shuttle that runs between both terminals, and they pick you up right at your car. And that's right off of Highway 5 and Post Road. Go to MSP Airport for more information. Follow them on all the socials. Everybody, I hope you all enjoyed Fancy Ray.
Lori, what a treat.
What isn't he?
Oh, I'm so jealous that you got to sit next to him for so long.
I mean, I felt odd fangirling, you know,
at a funeral, Louis memorial service.
And there were all kinds of, you know, comedians that I did recognize. And but I had never met Fancy Ray, and I'd always had it in the back of my mind. He needs to be on our show. He's had an incredible career and still having a incredible career. Do you know when after he won that lip sync at First Avenue?
Yeah. In 1984.
Yeah. And then he was on Putting on the Hits, which I vaguely remember that lip sync show. But then in 89, he started doing comedy. And locally, he opened for Richard Pryor, Little Richard,
wow,
Chris Rock, just to name a few.
Yeah, okay. Just a few.
And his tickets are only $20. We have people already around here, Lori, buying them up. I mean, that $20.
I could listen to him for $50 for an hour.
No, oh my kidding. God.
And he also did have this interesting talk show that I vaguely remember watching. And I don't know if it was on a cable access on Saturdays, but it was called Get Down With It. And he had like Bootsy Collins and Al Green, George Clinton. He had Gloria Steinem, Whoopi. He was a very good interviewer and a good talk show host.
Oh, and he smells like $1 million, and being only 29 years old, he really has accomplished a lot in his life.
Does smell good, doesn't he?
Oh yeah, and he's got big guns, Lori. I'm like, and he's got. I'll post a picture. I've got the picture of the women from, you know, Renovation 911 and from Fancy Ray. But again, I wish I didn't have planned Saturday night.
I know.
I can't get out of them.
Yeah.
He's funny.
Yeah.
He is funny.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's just joyous.
He's got beyond joy. It comes out of him. Joy, yep. Love, happiness. Like, you just walk into the room and he's standing there. He stands up, he smiles, and you immediately just feel it.
I know.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. So, moving on from that to not Scandoval, because Vanderpump Rules is just, they've never had this much publicity.
They really haven't. Can I tell you one thing about this, Lori?
Yeah.
So last night on Jimmy Kimmel, Molly Shannon was on, and she's mm-hmm. there because she's in the movie with Florence Pugh, a good week or whatever it's called. You know the name of it.
A good person.
A good person. I even wrote it down right here. And she was explaining to Jimmy Kimmel reality shows. And I thought it was kind of interesting because he's like, are you up on everything? Oh, yeah, I'm up on everything. Are you up on the Scandal or whatever you're calling it? And she's like, Scandal. Oh, yeah, I know everything. And she goes, do you watch it? And he goes, no. And she goes, you know, my husband doesn't either, but here's what I've likened it to. She said, you know, you guys like to watch boxing matches or something where there's a winner and a loser and you can cheer for someone. She said, that's what housewives are. That's what all these shows are to us. You get to choose to cheer on a good person or a bad person. It's kind of like our comedy. So kind of put it in a little bit more sense for me because, you know, I'm still a little upper brow about some of them and I don't watch them all. But I just thought, here she's explaining it. You know, you root for the good ones and kind of don't cheer for the bad ones.
Yeah.
She was cute.
That's a very good explanation.
I
also think, you know, the thing about it would be like Vanderpump Rules, that cast, they've all been screwing each other and cheating on each other. That's been the show.
Right.
It's just that these two, Ariana and Tom, had this. I'm always suspicious of people who date for 9 or 10 years
and don't get engaged. Or don't do something else, just to date. Is that what you're saying?
Just to date, because to me it feels like you're dating while you're also snacking on the side.
This is fine if you're in high school till your mid-20s, but to date for that long, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
You want a commitment.
He's Tom's been dipping his Sandoval in other places far before Raquel. Can we change subjects and go to a Netflix beloved show? I don't think you watch it, but I bond with two of the 20-year-old nieces that I have in my family about a show called Outer Banks on Netflix.
Yes.
Love it.
High school kids, buried treasure, lust.
It's good.
You know, upper class, people who live on the other side of the tracks. It's just got everything.
It does.
Just, and good-looking people. Searching for treasure. Okay. So they are being sued. Netflix is being sued by this guy named Jeff Wilson, who wrote a book called Queen Anne's Revenge. And according to the lawsuit, Wilson says he published his book in 2013, which follows four friends on a treasure hunt from a famous shipwreck near the Outer Banks of North Carolina. His book was promoted by Discovery and History Channel, and he claims that the Outer Banks creators have even confessed they relied on other books and authors for inspiration to write their series. And this Wilson says his book was drawn heavily, and he says the main cast and their character arcs are almost identical to his novel, and the plot points and settings are exactly the same. So he's suing them for copying infringement, and he wants them to fork over any money because this novelist also, another novelist also sued Netflix and Outer Banks, saying that they ripped off his book, but it didn't have all the specific plot points that this guy has. So we'll see. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, the book cover looks terrible.
It does. The one that they're, yeah.
It does.
Queen Anne's Revenge.
It looks so
bad. It does. I know it.
Oh, yeah.
So they picked it up and they're like, nobody's read this book just based on the cover.
That's exactly what I thought. I was like, when I read the article, I'm like, maybe they just thought this is some kind of book that, you know, assuming, this is me only assuming, that nobody reads based on how bad the cover is. And maybe they thought no one would know, but we shall see, right?
So anyway, I'm behind on that show too, but I've heard it's fabulous. Oh, like always.
It's doing well. Yep. It's carrying it.
Are you caught up, Grant?
Yeah, pretty much. I think I'm, because they drop them all, so I haven't binged them all yet, but I'm almost done with this current season. Yes.
All right, okay, it's going to happen.